Yeah, it's great. I suppose just a whole lot of hotels are relieved just to be open and to be re-employing staff. But I suppose if we're to be honest, we're very concerned with the move that the UK government has made. You know, they've reduced the VAT rate from 20% to 5%, which is an absolutely massive move. And that leaves us in an unfair competitive advantage now with Northern Ireland. And Northern Ireland have an unfair competitive advantage over us. Things in Northern Ireland are much cheaper and much more attractive for people to go there. So we'd be calling on the government in their July stimulus to make sure that the VAT rate in Donegal is the exact same as the VAT rate in Northern Ireland, because there's so much business goes over and back the border on a daily basis. And we really can't afford to have this double whammy landing upon us now.
And Donegal arguably would be most affected if the government don't follow in the same footsteps as the UK.
Absolutely. There's no other county in Ireland that would be affected as much as Donegal. You know, even if you just look at the wedding business, you know, things are much clearer in the Northern Ireland with regard to numbers of weddings here in Donegal. There's still a lot of clarity to be needed on the size of weddings. You know, for example, a hotel, say like the Mount Errigal, that could take 500 people, they're allowed to take the same number as the Sandhouse, that could take 100 people, you know. So that clarity needs to be levelled out. But certainly the VAT rate, you know, we can't go through the whole season or the rest of the season with such a disadvantage.
But there are hopes that the Irish government will do something to match the UK to some regard as part of the July stimulus package. There is hope there, isn't there?
We're very hopeful. But speaking to members, what members are concerned about is the season is running out. You know, there's only another couple of weeks left in the season, and we need this to kick in immediately. You know, there's no point in deciding it in 2 weeks' time and then taking another couple of weeks to implement it. We need something done now so that all of our business isn't going across the border to Northern Ireland, so that we're not at an unfair advantage.